All right, so Steve, your good friend Ronald Isley is 80 years old today. And you guys are such good friends. You've known each other for years and years. And you love the Isley brothers, of course. They're legends in the game.
I mean, so the dude is in great shape for 80.
He really is.
I mean, you know, man. And still got his voice.
Yes.
Still sound the same. Can still hit the notes.
Wow. Yes.
You know, he put that beard on, turned into everybody's damn zaddy.
Uh-huh.
You know,
zaddy.
I mean, he's just a dude, man. But when you talk about, I don't know, you know, I mean, everybody knows his music, but when you talk about just a really, really good person, man, Ron is a really, really great guy, man. And to be in the business this long, man, you know, and really to just be at it and have the love and admiration that he's had over the years. Look, everybody hits some thorns in their career. Everybody hits some low spots in their life. But, man, the dude has just been producing hit after hit after hit. Me personally, I don't know anybody that has done more albums than Ron Isley. Me personally.
Wow.
I mean, it may be. But I don't know anybody personally. And I do believe the number of platinum albums is in the mid-20s. It was 21 years ago. The number could be 28. Somebody looked that up. I mean, platinum albums. This dude is just a massively successful artist. He's never done an album that hasn't gone platinum.
Wow.
In his career.
Not a lot of people can say that.
No, as most people can't say they got a platinum album. Mm-hmm. The majority. Mm-hmm. And I heard Quincy Jones talking one time, and Quincy Jones said, he was talking about music artists. He said, if you get a platinum album, that's a huge blessing. If you get a double platinum album, he said, you don't really know how big that is. But you go triple platinum, you need to go somewhere and sit down. He said, 3 million people bought this album. And, you know, now back in the day, 3 million purchased albums and you had a good deal.
Yeah, without you know, social media and all.
You know, man, like them cats had before, they made some money. You know, the record labels came along and found a way to cheat all these artists out of millions of dollars later on. I mean, you know, but then, you know, the music industry got smart again, and now with all of the music that's getting stole, it's really hard for artists now. But guys like Ron Isley just been doing it over a extended period of time. All you got to do is just take your hat off to the greatness of this man.
Yeah.
I mean, man, he is that guy, man. And a warm, warm, beautiful person, man. And just good-hearted, man. Man, congratulations to Ron.
It, doesn't he, Steve? He loves performing.
Yeah, I mean, hell, man. I mean, you know, this is your life. You know, this is like what... I mean, it's kind of like what I do, or I guess what Eddie do, or what all of us do. I mean, you know, if you love what you do, it ain't work.
But can you still see yourself still doing it at 80 years old, though? 80?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Not.
Oh. That's the difference then, maybe.
Hell no.
80 years old?
Man, I'm going to be somewhere chilling so hard.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So hard. I'll still be working.
Yeah.
But
He reinvents himself, though, Steve, with the times. And he keeps up with the trends. And, you know, with
artists and collabs. I'm going to reinvent myself, but it won't be in entertainment. I just can't see myself entertaining at 80.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't. I just don't, you know. I think it's great for what it is now. I think he's one of those rare individuals. Him, Charlie Wilson, Lionel Richie, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle, Anita Baker, Chaka Khan. I can tell you the ones that I can name off the top of my head that can still get out there and hurt you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about and hurt you, man. You know, it's others I'm leaving off the list, I'm sure, but them people right there, man.
Jay
and
LeBron, he doing good.
Worth the ticket price. You're absolutely right.
That's so cool, Ronald Isley,
80 years old. Remember how he was trending during the Versus battle? All the women.
Yeah. Swag.
Yes.
Fly.
All right, coming up next, the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.